So I haven't just done one of these in a while. It's usually something going on or something, you know, happening lately. As much as anything. But, anyway. Just gonna go ahead and do this. A little fuller update. I'm standing out here on the deck because it's nice and comfortable. The breeze is... It's a steady breeze, and it's consistent. And it's not too strong. And it's not too cold. Fans in the house are... I don't know. They're too strong, too cold, or both. I'm not sure which yet. But that's okay. I know Joe needs them to keep cool and stuff, so... And I need to not get too hot, so, you know, I guess it's a compromise. But anyways, for anyone who hasn't kind of caught up, well, anyway, you probably have, anyone who's following me. It's a little spacey this morning because I did just wake up. Just really enjoying it out here on the deck with all the cricket sounds, and I'm not sure if they're all crickets or something else. Crickets and I'm going to see if I can track that other sound. Get close to it. Here's the cricket. I can't track the higher sound, but there's a higher sounding insect. Kind of sounds like a slow cricket to me. But, yeah, sound life out here is quite something. And there's a nice breeze, so it's actually, if you're standing in a shadow like I am, I think, it's actually kind of nice. But I'm going to try to give a description, a little bit of a description of the deck. It's got a little description of the place for those listening and wondering. You come up the front, and you've got a couple of sets of steps, and then there's a main front door. But if you veer off to the left a little bit early, you hit the side entrance. And to our place. If you go right, you end up in the space of our neighbor. In the duplex. We rent a big part of the, larger part of the half duplex, and he rents, like, I guess a smaller part. He's got, like, the basement and main floor, and we've got the main floor, we've got main floor space and upstairs. So, I guess we kind of divided the floors up a little bit. Let's see. So, you go past the side door, and the house will stay on your right. You come up, and you'll hit our back deck, which actually has two sides, two ends. And then, if you're standing on the deck, there's like a narrow section that's supposed to be basically part of the walkway. Or that is, you know, walkway that goes past and around the farther back end of the yard on the, you know, on the street level. But then there's this deck that has kind of a front end set of steps and then a back end set of steps. You can basically go up one side and down the other. and end up around the back, where a large majority of the backyard actually is. Kingy's got a tie line that goes off the top of the, or off the bottom of the steps, and he enjoys that thoroughly. He's been outside and loving it. I can see him out there baking in the sun. He's a little black dot out kind of in the yard. He's sort of by where the kind of by the back end of the larger deck. I'd love to see us get rid of this console TV and get one or more like chairs to put up here or something. Hell, we've got a plastic chair floating around in the yard somewhere that the previous people left behind. Anyway, so we got one that we could snag. Anyway, so that's kind of the, a little more low-key, mellow perspective on this place. The door that you go out of from inside the house to go into, you know, come out here is up by the kitchen. It's interesting, you pretty much go through the kitchen to go to anything besides the dining room or living room. The kitchen's kind of like a nexus of the rest of the house, which is kind of interesting. I guess people would be like coming, they figured people would be coming right down, grabbing food, and then go into the living room or something, I don't know, or to the dining room. Anyway, it's interesting how the kitchen on this place is kind of like the center of the house. Pretty much anything that goes on eventually is going to pass through the kitchen. Wow, Kingy. he's just sitting there, laying there. Oh, wait. Yeah, he's still where he was. Still where he was. I'm going to actually try to see if I can. No, maybe not. I'd try to capture a photo of him to put on it, but he'd probably get away. And besides, after my last attempt at videoing something, I sort of... not without a spotter, ladies and gentlemen, not without a spotter. Oh, damn. Anyway, so yeah. I'm waiting to get a extension cord so I can bring power to my recording/practice room. Well, to our recording/practice room. Anyone's welcome to use it too, but I'm the one that kind of has been lead on that place. And really into it for that, so. Anyways. I leave you with the sounds of Davenport in the morning.